Here they are again, Harry and Thelma Duff, Gerald and Phyllis Loder, next door friends and neighbors. Here are two ways to become a moneyed man. Strike oil in your backyard, or pay yourself first. You could strike it lucky one day, but the sure way is to pay yourself first and invest in an old mutual plan for profit and protection. Find out how easily an old mutual pay yourself first plan can put money in your future.
There must be a reason why, all over the world, the swing is to Rothmans king size. It's simply this: Rothmans extra length, finest filter, and the best tobacco money can buy give you true king size flavor. Rothmans king size really satisfies.
Life in the open country, this is the life for me. I like the trees in the woods, I fiddle-dee-dee. Oh, it's wonderful, Phyllis, isn't it, being out in the open countryside, away from the hurly-burly of town life, being able to appreciate the good, wholesome country air. To breathe it in and feel it tingle down to the bottom of your lungs. To be able to smell the fresh, sweet country flowers in all their myriad hues as they lie scattered in higgledy-piggledy disarray across the softly rolling countryside. To be able to commune with nature at its naturist. Free to wander hither and thither at will. Hither and thither.
Oh, blimey, Gerald, put a sock in it.
What's that, Harry?
Give it a break. I'm trying to have a kip.
Have a kip? A kip?
Yeah.
Harry, please. The countryside is not for kipping in. It's for appreciating.
Yeah, well, you appreciate it and I'll kip in it. Now, come on, Jerry. Do me a favor and belt up.
Oh, you, Harry, are a cretin.
I'm not, you know. Both my parents came from Hammersmith.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, they never went near Crete in their lives.
Now, Barry, that's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, but it has, Thelma. It just proved my point.
Oh, come on, Gerald. If Harry wants to waste his days sleeping, you should let him.
Yeah.
After all, he did bring us out here.
You're quite right, Phyllis. And I'm going to take you back, if you behave yourselves. So just you watch it, Gerald, mate.
Oh, typical hiding behind a thinly veiled threat. Anyway, if you want to miss the beauty of a day in the country such as this, you go right ahead, Harry. I won't disturb you.
Oh, thanks very much.
I don't mind if you can't appreciate true beauty when you see it.
Oh, but he can, you know. Can't you, Harry?
Blimey, I can see how much kip I'm going to get today.
I don't mind if he fails to take in Mother Nature in its own aesthetic beauty. How can he fail to be impressed by all the tiny facets of the beautiful world around us?
Just what facets are you talking about, Jerry? Things like that rusty cold drink can sticking up out of the ground there?
No, Harry, no. That's man-made pollution. You have to look further than that.
Oh. Further than that, eh? Is that old newspaper flapping around in the breeze far enough?
Further. Look for the things growing up out of our rich English soil.
Oh, how about that old mangle there, then?
No. That's sticking up out of the soil, not growing from it.
Oh, well, what about that rusted car next to the derelict shack?
Eh? Which one? There are so many of them.
That one, the one next to the old fridge.
You're just being perverse, Harry. You aren't seeing the countryside as it really is.
Oh, I am, you know.
You're refusing to see the true beauty. A beauty which is almost ethereal, in a sense.
Ah, Blimey, he's off again.
You have to look beneath the ugliness of man's inhumanity to man. Beneath what seems to be his own headlong flight to self-destruction. Feast your eyes upon the world's real splendor. Drink it in. Go on, drink it in.
Hey, that's not a bad idea either, Jerry.
What isn't, Harry?
Drinking it in. Come on, where's the beer, Phil?
Oh, I give up, really, I give up.
No, but you haven't even looked for them.
Now, well, I didn't bring the beers up, Harry.
Why not?
Well, Phil and I could only manage the picnic basket between us.
So, you could have perched the beers on top, couldn't you?
Oh, that thing was heavy. Why couldn't you have brought them?
Now, Thelma, let's be fair. I carried the blanket up here. Gerald's the one that should have carried something up. Instead of romping off like he did, commuting with nature.
It's communing, Harry.
Eh?
It's communing with nature.
Oh, well, whatever he did to it, he should still have brought them up.
Well, I did bring the bottle opener.
Oh, yes, that's a great help, that is, isn't it? Yes. Now, would you mind pushing off and getting some bottles to open with it?
I don't see why I should. You're just too lazy, that's all.
Me? Lazy?
Yes, you. And out of condition. I heard you puffing and panting away for 10 minutes after you got up here.
I was merely breathing in the good wholesome country air, feeling it tingle down at the bottom of my lungs, smelling the fresh, sweet country flowers and all their myriad hues.
Oh, do us a favor, Harry.
Anyway, you probably came shooting up here quickly so you could get your puffing and panting over with before we got here.
Of course I didn't. I'm much fitter than you are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, look at the way I ride to work every day.
Ride to work? Oh, it's all downhill. Yeah. Then when it's time to come home, you catch a lift with me and stick the bike in the boot. That lot of good that is, mate.
Well, I'm still fitter than you.
How can you be after all that heavy work I do every day as foreman?
Of course I am.
You're not, you know.
Oh, blimey, Harry.
I am.
Gerald.
You're not.
Harry.
I am.
Gerald.
You're not.
Harry.
There you are, you see. I am.
Gerald.
Yes, Thelma?
Why don't the pair of your belts up and prove it?
Well, how?
Well, the first one back here with the beers is the fittest.
Right, right.
See you now. See you now.
Blooming cheap. I'll see you even sooner.
Oh, well, that's got rid of them. They're like a pair of little children.
Oh, yes. Gerald does have the odd endearing streak of childishness, but he more than makes up for it. He's such a strong, overbearing man at times.
Yeah, well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, I suppose. Well, let's get that picnic basket out and unpacked in the meanwhile.
All right, Thelma. Oh, I've brought so many exciting things.
How? Such as?
Well, look at this sandwich, for instance.
Hmm. It's pretty big, isn't it? What's inside?
Look!
Phyllis, how could you?
Oh, it's very nice, Thelma. And unusual, too.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there. Not very often that you see a pig's trotter sandwich. Haven't you got any decent grub in there?
Well, of course, Thelma. How would you like a toasted bacon and egg sandwich?
Oh, well, that sounds better.
Oh, well, it's a pity because we haven't got any.
Now, Phil.
Oh, well, not toasted anyway. I was going to toast them, but the electricity got turned off just as I started.
Oh, so now they're plain bacon and egg sandwiches.
Well, yes.
Well, I suppose that's all right.
Well, there's one problem, though.
What's that?
Oh, I cooked the eggs before the electricity went, but I'm afraid the bacon's a bit raw.
Yeah, Billy. I wonder how far it is to the nearest cafe. I think I'll get Harry to take us there.
Oh, if he ever comes back. The car was only round that corner at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah, you're right there. They should at least have been on their way back by now. I wonder where they've got to.
Oh, well. Will you admit defeat?
Of course not.
But I've got the beer.
Well, that's as may be. But I got to the car first.
And who do you think's going to believe you?
Well, I couldn't help it if I had to wait for you to come along with the car keys.
Well, that was only because you cheated and you started off without me. Anyway, as long as you admit defeat, I'll let you carry half of it back.
No, thanks, Harry. The winner is the one that gets to the top of the hill first, remember?
Yes, but with the beer.
Oh.
Now, you can carry one carton, and I'll say you got there only just behind me.
No, thanks, Harry. I'm going to need all my energy to get back to the top again.
Yes, so am I. Oh, I tell you what, would you like to carry all the beer?
I couldn't.
Nor could I. Oh, I think we'd better start drinking it down here so we don't have so much to carry.
But we can't. The bottle opener's up there in the picnic basket.
Oh, no.
What's going on here, then?
Well, we're just having a bit of a rest.
Yes, we're just conserving our energy before the final ascent to the cliff face.
Oh, dear Gerald, I thought you were fitter than that.
So did I, please.
Well, the pair of you better get going again. The grub's waiting.
The way I feel, I don't think I could eat anything.
Oh, well, Harry, I know what's laid out at the top there. And if you can't eat anything, believe me, Harry, you're going to be very lucky.
Every General R280 radio has 364 little safety studs between its treads. The studs are there to brace and stabilize the treads and help stop them fidget under stress. And the fact that we've reduced the fidget in our treads explains why the General R280 brakes so well, corners so well, and has the longest possible life. General R280 radios, the long-living tires.
What makes a Bloody Mary special? The iced tomato juice, the dash of Worcester sauce? The secret is in your choice of vodka. And if pure, clean Smirnoff is your brand, your Bloody Marys will always be special.
Because Smirnoff vodka makes you feel yourself nice and lively and crystal clear. Smirnoff is your brand.
Sometimes I don't know my own strength, you know.
Yes,
but it's quite a grip I've got there, isn't it? Yeah, it comes through years of bodybuilding practice, that done. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Could you let me have my hat back?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry about that, but I got carried away, you know, with the new physique. You ought to try a few exercises now and again. Do you the world a good, lad?
Yes. That's what I've come to see you about.
It is?
Yes, I want to get a bit fitter.
Oh, well, believe me, John, you've come to the right place. You too can have a body like mine.
Well, I don't know if I really want to go that
far. Yes, you want to amaze your friends. What you want to do is to gain new confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can give it to you with my own Arthur S. Finger Digger 30-minute home exercise plan. Yes, I guarantee you'll notice the difference in only 2 days with your money back.
And? What money?
Oh, just an expression, Gerald, just an expression.
Oh, good.
Now, let's see what exercise will be best for you. It's a bit difficult looking at. I'll tell you what, I'll write them down for you. R-O-S.
Eh?
That's running on the spot. R-O-S. Running on the spot.
Running on
7 minutes. Right. E, that's elbow hangers. 2 minutes.
Hmm? What are elbow hangers?
Oh, it's a little exercise you do with a pole across the door. You hang from it by your elbows and pull yourself up. That's your inner elbows, of course.
Of course.
That's 4 minutes shadow boxing. We'll put S for that. P-U for 6 minutes.
P-U?
Yeah, push up. T for touching toes, 5 minutes. 3 minutes bicycling, that's B.
Oh.
And that'll leave 3 minutes for upside downers.
Hey.
I'll put you for that.
What's an upside downer?
Gerald, don't you know any exercises? You do an upside down or against the wall. You stand in your head, then you open your legs, put them onto the ground, and you close them again, like that for 3 minutes.
It takes me 3 minutes just to get my balance standing on my head.
Oh, don't worry, Gerald. The first 2 years are always the worst. After that, will come much easier. You'll have a figure like mine.
Oh. Thank you very much.
Pleasure, Gerald. Yes, we'll soon make something of you. Just stick to them exercises, no cheating, mind.
No.
And within a couple of months, even, you'll be a different man.
Who will I be?
Very good, is that? Very good. That's what I like in the matter. Sent to you, man. let me shake your hand about that.
No, thanks. I'd rather not, if you don't mind. I've still got 18 broken bones from the last time.
Well, don't worry, Gerald. Soon you'll have a grip like mine. You'll be able to go around slapping people on the back like that.
No, no!
Oh, well, you'll slap him on the back like that, Gerald.
Yes.
I promise you nobody will slap your back.
Yes.
Now, let's have a look at these muscles, shall we?
Go on.
Let's see what you've got.
Hmm?
Hey. We're going to have a look at the muscles you've got.
Oh, my
muscles. We can develop and make a comparison later on, you see.
Right.
So roll up your sleeve.
Yes.
Left lip.
Yes.
Ooh.
What's wrong?
Well, I know that these exercises work when you want to develop muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you've ever been tried by anyone who doesn't have any muscles to start.
Now, let's see what will be nice and easy to start with. And with 7 minutes of running on the spot. No, I think I'll keep that until later. Now, I can't do the elbow hangers because I haven't got a pole to go across the door yet. 3 minutes of bicycling. No, I get that on my way to work. Ooh, this is looking easier all the time. Now, what's left? 6 minutes of push-ups. Well, I don't suppose there's any way I can get out of those. Well, I might as well begin. Down on the floor. And one. And two. And three. And four. I wonder if he didn't mean six push-ups, not 6 minutes. No, I don't suppose I've got any. No. Ten.
What are you doing lying on the floor?
Finished. I'm inspecting the floor for wood borer.
Oh, but it's a stone floor, dear.
Well, all right, I'm testing it for stone borer, then.
There's no such thing, Gerald.
Oh, that's what they want you to think, Phyllis, but you mark my words. Because of all the strange chemicals we've sprayed at them, insects have probably become immune to poisons and metamorphosed themselves into something else.
Oh, well, Gerald, I've known you do some strange things in your life. But I've never seen you lying on a cold stone floor, dressed in running shorts and a vest before, looking for stone borer. Whatever will you get up to next?
Nothing, Phyllis, nothing.
Oh, what's that piece of paper next to you, Gerald?
What? Oh, no, it's just a piece of paper, Phyllis. Nothing special.
Oh, well, what does it say? R-O-S.
What's the matter, Phyllis?
How could you give me that paper?
Well, if you want it, Phyllis, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Phyllis, what's the matter with Phyllis? Oh, strange. Now, I wonder what she thinks it is.
Around with another woman. I would never have believed
it. Why not? Everyone does it.
I'll do they, Harry Duff.
A lot of other people do, yes.
But I didn't think my Gerald would have done.
No, I know, and especially with a woman called Rose. Rose, what was her name?
Footboo. Rose Footboo.
Yeah. Weird sort of name, isn't it?
Yeah, sounds very foreign or something. Romanian, maybe.
Yeah. But it could be Lithuanian, I suppose.
Yeah, it could be. Mm. Yeah, let's have another look at that piece of paper.
Oh, yes.
You know, something strikes me as being not quite right here.
Yeah, you are, Thelma.
Q-S-P-U-T-B-U. Yes, I suppose it can't be anything else but Spotboo. And the phone number. Let's see, 724-6533. Let's phone her.
Oh, what for? I don't want to chat to her.
Well, I'd like to give her a mouthful. I'll phone her.
Thelma, do you think you should?
Well, why not?
Well, I think you'd better, just to check you haven't made a mistake.
It's ringing.
Oh, hello.
Hello? Who's that, please?
Sydney Warbottle here.
Ah, well, could I possibly speak to Rose, please?
Rose? Who's Rose?
Rose Footboo.
Rose
Footboo? Yes, that's right.
Oh, I've never heard of anyone of that name here.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, of course. And even if I had, she wouldn't be allowed to live here.
How do you mean?
Well, Rose is a girl's name, isn't it?
Oh, my. However did you guess?
Oh, it was easy. I'm very sharp on things like that, you know.
Yes, I'm sure you are, but why wouldn't Rose be allowed to live there?
Oh, simple. No girls are. This is the Wimbledon YMCA.
Good afternoon. Gladstone is my name.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gladstone.
Who is the bereaved party?
She is.
Oh. Well, don't you worry, my dear. I know exactly how it feels when a marriage goes on the rocks.
It seems like it.
And I, Ebediah Gladstone, a partner in the firm of Gladstone, Gladstone, Gladstone and Rabinovitz, attorneys, shall do my very best to see that you come out of this ghast. Miss, with more than a fair share of what is rightfully yours.
But I don't want a fair share. I want my Gerald.
Come, come, my dear. That's hardly the right attitude to take. I mean, how can we obtain a divorce under these circumstances?
Yeah, well, that's right, sir.
You've
got to put your mind to it.
Oh, well, I'll try,
Thelma. Well done, Mrs. Loder. We all know it's hard, but I'm sure the blow will be softened once we've worked out an even distribution of the marital assets. Now, to start with, is the house fully paid off?
We only rent it.
Yeah, well, that rules out a big profit. Well, what about the car?
What car?
Haven't you got a car?
No.
But how do you get around?
Oh, well, Gerald's got a bicycle for those to work on. And we've got a tandem for whenever we go out together.
Yes, well, we're going to look a bit silly applying for custody of the tandem. What other assets are there in this marriage?
Assets?
Well, yes, like, well, now, savings.
Oh, we haven't got any savings. Well, not any more, anyway. We spent all £23 on our holiday last year.
It must have been a very nice day.
Oh, it was. We tandemed up to Manchester, and
all right, all right. Thank you, Mrs. Loder. We'll skip the gory details. Surely you must have some possessions that are worth something.
Well, there is the furniture.
Yes, that must be worth all of 20 quid.
Oh, yes, at least, Harry.
Well, it's still hardly worth splitting up. Isn't there anything else, Mrs. Lildo?
Not that I can think of offhand, no.
Oh, by the way, something else has just struck me.
What's that?
Well, I suppose you do have enough to cover my fee. I mean, say, £200 at the least.
£200? Oh, I don't know. I'll have to ask Gerald.
Madam, you can hardly ask your husband for money to divorce him.
Oh, no, I don't suppose I can.
Really. So in that case, allow me to do my good deed for the day and advise you to stick together. It'll be much cheaper.
Blimey, Selma, don't you start.
Well, why not? I'm crying in sympathy with my sister.
Listen, you've got nothing to cry for. She's lost her husband, but you've still got me.
What's going on in here, Harry? It sounds like Hitler's going to come over again at any moment.
Oh, you beast, Gerald.
Oh, Selma, what have I done?
Rose!
What on earth is Rose, whatever it is?
You know only too well. Here's the name and phone number of this little piece of paper.
But that's my list of exercises that Phyllis took.
Exercises?
Yes, the ones Arthur at work gave me. 7 minutes of running on the spot, 2 minutes of elbow hangers, 4 of shadow boxing, 6 of push-ups, 5 touching toes, 3 minutes of bicycling, and 3 of upside downers.
Ow!
What's the matter? Why are you all looking at me like that?
You mean that we went to all that trouble and through all that heartache because of your exercises?
What trouble? What heartache?
Oh, blimey, he doesn't know anything about it.
Well, he's going to after I've given him 3 minutes of upside down.
Hey, no, Selma, put me down. Selma!
And 4 minutes of shadow
boxing.
With him as a shadow.
Selma! No! Selma!
Listen, I've got a noisy tappet in my new Mazda rotary.
Mazda rotary doesn't have tappets, sir.
Well, it's camshaft, then, or rockers, valves, conrods.
Mazda rotary doesn't have any of those either, sir.
Mazda rotary. Only 3 basic moving parts. No wonder we can guarantee the engine for 2 years or 40,000 kilometers.
Here's your problem, sir. Stone in your hubcap.
Ransom Select, multi-filter mild. So smooth, so mild, so satisfying. Ransom Select, a blend of selected Virginia tobaccos plus the exclusive multi-filter, a unique flavor balance. Ransom Select, the world's first multi-filter king-size cigarette.
That was Exercising Up, featuring David Horner and Gillian Lomberg as the Loaders and Jim Williams and Valerie Miller-Brown as the Dust. Helped out tonight by Frank Graham and Tom Neal. The script was written and directed by Brian Squire. Be with Springbok Radio again next Monday at 9:30 for another look over the garden fence of our friends and neighbors.
At all?
Well, no. We've been burgled. Everything's gone.
Really?
And the burglars stole our car.
Anything else?
Yes. The dog bit the postman and he's suing us.
Fine. I'll call Standard Bank.
Next bank?
Well, the Standard Bank handles all our insurance, darling.
We get instant cover and pay premiums monthly. Whatever happens, we're covered. What's that noise?